would say, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour, your defending fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network, this Hump Day Wednesday, May 20th, 2026 edition. Bill Ford, executive chairman of Ford Motor Company, said that he hopes that onshoring auto suppliers will come and aid Michigan. Product expansions, hiring of U.S. suppliers could help Michigan, says Ford. The global automobile industry is becoming more regional, a move that could help bolster Michigan's sagging economy. Ford Motor Company's executive chairman said Monday during a visit to West Michigan. Saturation among Asian automakers, upheaval in the European markets, and pressures from state-subsidized Chinese manufacturers are prompting U.S. automakers to make more firmly stake their claim to their own home markets. Ford, speaking to the Economic Club of Grand Rapids. Ford Motor Company confronts changes in the marketplace. Dealing with tariffs, Ford believes Michigan and the United States will benefit from them. If we do this right, we can gain a much stronger American supply base. Ford told the crowd of about 400 that were attending at the JW Marriott in downtown Grand Rapids. It's necessary, Ford said, because Michigan needs to improve. I'm trying to help get the state business friendly again because we're headed in the wrong direction. Now, for the governor's race, personally, Ford says he has endorsed independent candidate Mike Duggan in this year's governor's race. However, he admits that other candidates like businessman Perry Johnson on the Republican side has some great ideas as well. But when you're dealing with population losses, problems with education metrics, and other measures of success that lags us well behind other states in the country, you need to look at how we can change things to make it better. Ford said Michigan should be the greatest state in the country, noting that Michigan has abundant fresh water. We have engineers and industrial know-how. We've been doing it for generations now. Ford says the supply chains and the opportunity to offer more small businesses to flourish in our state is going to be key to the turnaround. Ford Motor Company is leaning very high on artificial intelligence and even using more robots. Software has changed the technology, and it's going to continue to change for the next few decades. Very interesting story. Bill Ford, chairman of Ford Motor Company. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
In the heart of Michigan, voice rings true. Fair John's coming, he's got work to do. Conservative leader, just like the best. No home bar, he's ready for the test. Quality efficiency, that's his game. Cut through the plate, call out the name. Crooked politicians led us astray. Fair's on a mission, he's here to stay.
4747. Tax-free. That's how much you'll save each year with Perry Johnson as governor. Perry will eliminate the Michigan income tax by cutting just 2 cents off every state discretionary dollar spent and by eliminating waste and incompetence in our government. Perry's revolutionary efficiency helps save Detroit's auto industry. Now, he'll save our state. Perry Johnson for governor. 4747.
This message paid for by Perry Johnson for governor, because we must implement the mega audit to eliminate the waste and return the money to the taxpayers.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. I got this story pulled up regarding our farms here in Michigan. Ron French from Bridge, Michigan, interviewed some Michigan farmers. Losing money on every acre as the war spikes cost. The blockade of the Strait of Hormuz has increased the cost of diesel fuel and fertilizer used by Michigan farmers. The price farmers are able to sell after harvest, particularly corn, has not risen like the cost. Down in Monroe County, John Delmont, a family farm operator, says rising costs for seed, fertilizer, and fuel are squeezing margins so tight that farmers worry that they won't make any money this year. Last month, on a windy April morning, John Delmont's eyes focus on a conveyor belt loading corn into an open-top semi-trailer while his mind does the math. When full, the trailer will hold roughly 1,000 bushels of corn from Delmont's harvest last fall. At the grain elevator in Toledo, Ohio, he can get about $4.50 per bushel. With the amount he spent on fertilizer, diesel, and seeds last year, he said he'll make roughly about $250 profit on the load. But as the chaff from the shelled corn blows across the Monroe County farm, Delmont runs another calculation in his head. Diesel prices have jumped more than 50% since last summer. Fertilizer prices have also increased dramatically. The large white tanks normally filled with 90,000 gallons of fertilizer before planting season in early May, they're only at 20% full. Delmont said he held off buying fertilizer in the fall because of the high prices. Now, they're even higher. Because of these higher costs, if he gets the same $4.50 a bushel for corn after this year's harvest, he may not even break even. He said it's not the $4.50 for corn that's the problem. It's the cost of the expenses to put it out into the marketplace. As Michigan farmers prepare for planting season, higher prices for fertilizer and diesel, sparked by the war with Iran, are making a stressful planting season for Michigan farmers, some of whom are already barely holding on financially. Farm diesel prices have jumped from an average of $2.94 a gallon last summer to well over $5, sometimes $6 a gallon this year, with most of the increase occurring in the last 2 months since the United States attacked Iran and closing of the Straits of Hormuz. This is where, of course, a quarter of the world's oil supply normally travels. You see, I got to stop the story right there for just a second. Here in the United States, we don't use any of that oil. The oil that goes through the Straits of Hormuz is used by Europe and China. However, it's part of the global world market, and that's where the problem lies. Well, Delmont says a huge difference for farmers with equipment that can suck a half gallon of diesel or more per acre. A typical acre of corn getting between 3 and 5 passes over the course of the growing season. If you do the math, for Delmont, he farms 1,200 acres. He said, I'm looking at an additional cost of anywhere from $6,000 to $10,000 just in fuel alone. Another component that travels through the Straits of Hormuz is 20 to 30% of the world's fertilizer. Fertilizer prices have jumped as much as 49%. Between fuel and fertilizer prices, the average farmer this year could pay $22,000 more this season to operate their farming operation. Well, the costs are starting to get the attention in Washington. Department of Justice is also investigating price collusion by fertilizer manufacturers. This is according to a report by Bloomberg News. United States Department of Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins was pressed on the high cost of fertilizer in a visit this month to the state of Michigan. Rollins said prices will decline after the war in Iran is ended. But even after the Straits of Hormuz is reopened, it could take 6 months to clear the mines before passage returns to normal. Jonathan Laporte, farm economist with Michigan State University Extension Service, said you need a lot of nitrogen fertilizer to grow corn. With rising costs and flat or lower sale prices at harvest, farmers are asking a very simple question. Am I going to make any money on this year's crop? Well, recent Farm Bureau survey found that 48% of Midwest farmers can't afford all the fertilizer they're going to need this year. With less fertilizer means fewer bushels of corn in the harvest. 6 in 10 farmers said the farm's financial outlook is getting worse, according to the poll. However, there are several federal support programs that can help farmers survive in this down year, said Laporte. But those funds aren't certain and often have a long lag time between making it difficult for small farmers to count on them to factor into this year's budget. Michigan Farms employs 98,000 workers, according to state data. They have a direct economic impact of more than $74 billion a year. Yet individual farmers are at the mercy of the commodity markets and weather, for which they have no control. An unusually wet spring or a dry summer can actually devastate a crop. And even if the weather is perfect, the sale price at harvest could be lower than the money they invested. It appears that this will be particularly true this year. With the cost having gone up, the price for farmers can't get their crop to market because the sale price is flat or in some cases has even declined. If they're on a bubble, this could be a make-or-break year for them, Laporte said. According to what's actually adding on to a tough cycle already, now we have to deal with this. The number of Michigan farms has declined since 2017. Within the last 9 years, it's gone down by 7%. According to federal statistics, we're down to 44,000 farms in Michigan. Well, even before the current cost crisis, Michigan lost 1,300 farms between 2023 and 2024, a rate of a farm shutting down or being absorbed by a larger farm, one every 7 hours. The port says, we are setting up for a perfect storm, and this could push out the next wave of farms. Well, Delmont shared a phone video of his then 11-year-old daughter running a combine harvesting corn last fall. He estimates that the rising cost from the war has cut his income by about 25% since that video was shot. I have 3 children. And it's basically the same for every farmer family. Our children want to play sports and participate in things with their friends. But imagine when they get home from school, you have to tell your children, I have to take a 25% pay cut. You may have to help us here on the farm instead of playing sports this year. 11-year-old daughter harvesting corn on a combine. Well, bottom line that Delmont says, most farms are losing money on every acre they grow. But yet we show up every day with hopes that things will turn around because we are eternal optimists. Folks, it's very simple. When this war ends, and I expect that it's probably going to happen within the next 2 to 3 weeks, and I'm going to tell you why. The world economy, the global economy, as well as the impact it's having on other countries, is getting the full attention. Certain countries have actually stepped up and put pressure on Iran. President Trump, he's getting fed up with this negotiating process. The other day, he had a full-scale bomb attack all planned, ready to go. His advisors that are negotiating with the Pakistanis, acting as intermediaries, begged President Trump not to do it. Give us a few more days. Trump said, my patience, it's running thin. Very thin. And as a result, we shall see. I don't believe that this thing's going to go on into June. I would be shocked if it goes into June, especially 4th of July. Not going to happen. It's going to end. The global market is going to absolutely drop like a rock when it comes to oil. Straits of Hormuz is going to be opened up. It may even be under control of the United States Navy permanently. As long as Donald Trump's president, there is a good possibility that the Navy is going to maintain and keep the strait open. That'll drive down prices on fertilizer and get things moving again. Final half hour of today's show, we're going to shift gears. We're going to go back to Lansing, look at some other legislation. We'll be right back.